Magic 101.9. Better music for a better morning. Linda Cassidy hanging out with you. Lionel Richie wrapping up that set. Magic has teamed up with LCMC Health, and we are doing Pink Dat Month right. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and every Tuesday morning during the month of October, I have a chance to interview and speak with doctors and specialists about women's health. On the phone with me this morning is Dr. Mignon Morel. She's the Associate Clinical Professor of Radiology at the LSU School of Medicine. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So this is a very special month, obviously, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're going to talk a little bit about 3D mammography. Now, many women are familiar with the standard 2D mammography. How does the new 3D mammogram work?
So 3D mammograms are taken with the same standard projections that you come and get your usual 2D mammogram. What's done is it lasts a few seconds longer, and multiple x-rays are taken across the breast. So what that does on my end, when I'm looking at your mammogram, is it allows me to kind of scroll through the breast tissue and see it in layers rather than in complete overlapping tissue.
Wow. Okay, that is incredibly cool, and I imagine fantastically helpful.
It really is. And so what we've learned with digital tomosynthesis or 3D mammograms is that sometimes things that we were seeing on 2D mammograms as a possible abnormality, we can definitely say that it's not an abnormality on a 3D mammogram. Mm-hmm. And some things that were previously hidden, we can see because we're able to scroll through.
So that would be very helpful for patients who may have dense breast tissue or along those lines?
Exactly. And mm-hmm. So ladies now, there's a law in Louisiana which is called a breast density notification law. So if you've had a mammogram within the past couple of years, you've gotten a statement that said you should look at your mammogram report and you may or may not have dense breast tissue. And dense breasts are normal, but what it means is that you have more fibroglandular tissue or the normal breast tissue than you have fatty tissue. It's just an important thing to know because it may make your mammogram a little bit more difficult to read. And so digital tomosynthesis, especially for ladies with dense breasts, allows us to be able to see a little bit more detail through the tissue layers of the breast.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Please stand by. We'll be talking more a little bit later. Very important information. It is Pink Dat Month, and you can find out more. Visit us online at magic1019.com. Magic 101.9, better music for a better Tuesday. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's Pink Dat Month. I've been speaking with Dr. Mignon Morel. She's Associate Clinical Professor of Radiology at LSU School of Medicine. We've been talking about 3D mammograms. Doctor, is there any more risk with the 3D mammogram?
There's no increased risk related to any other mammogram. There's slightly more radiation involved, but all mammograms are performed under a certain level of radiation. And I think in general, you know, we hear the word radiation mm-hmm. without realizing that just in day-to-day walking around, you're exposed to radiation.
Sure.
You know, if you take a flight across the country, you're exposed to more radiation than if you're walking on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing about it that places you at any increased risk of developing, you know, cancers down the road or such things in comparison to just doing a usual 2D mammogram.
So I was talking to another doctor last week about this. At what age should screening begin for either type of mammogram?
That's a great question because there are a lot of different recommendations mm-hmm. out there by different bodies. So what the American College of Radiology and the Society of Breast Imaging recommends is that every lady who's just of average risk start screening at age 40 and have annual mammograms as long as you're in good health. There are other recommendations that are out there, but what's important to note is there's no scientific evidence, there's no scientific reason to support starting cancer screening after the age of 40. Oh, I do like to, remind all of our patients, especially our younger patients who are mm-hmm. still having menstrual cycles,
mm-hmm.
if you are particularly sensitive, if you can take some Tylenol beforehand.
That is absolutely excellent advice. Dr. Morel, thank you so very much for joining me this morning. That's Dr. Mignon Morel, LSU radiologist at University Medical Center. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're with her. Magic has teamed up with LCMC Health. Find out more. Visit us online at magic1019.com.